The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those pages interact one with another. You can also check me out on Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook, Bradley Dean, folks, or you can jump over to Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 double E. You can also call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We have some things coming to the surface once again, things that we've talked about in the past. You do understand, America, that the said President of the United States of America, while he was in service to his people, of course to himself, as a Chicago organizer, as the senator in the state of Chicago. Interestingly enough, for the 142 days that he was there, he actually voted, just so you understand where I'm going with this, he voted over 242 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb, the said president. 242 times he wanted to make sure they were murdered in the womb. As a matter of fact, in the 142 days that he was there, he voted 242 times. He's got a one-track mind, doesn't he? Kill. Yeah, murder. Yeah. Who is Planned Parenthood aimed at, friends? The blacks and the Hispanics. Why would a black president want to kill off his own population? You just got to put two and two together, friends. That's all. Interestingly enough, he also voted twice to make sure that a second doctor would be in the abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out alive, that baby wouldn't have a chance in heaven to live out his life, because that second doctor would kill it. This is the President of the United States of America. Some time back, we had shared with you, we actually had Troy Newman on from Operation Rescue, who's gotten about 70% of the abortion clinics across the country shut down and defunded. I believe 24% of their funding's been cut off because of this ministry that's standing up on the behalf of the innocent in the womb. Now, just keep in mind, friends, your government has sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 57 million babies. I want you to think about this before I highlight my next point. Those that represent we the people refused to defund Planned Parenthood after finding out that Planned Parenthood was actually harvesting baby parts and putting them up online for sale. Okay? I wanted you to understand that. Okay? So not only do they know what they do, but now they're attempting to defend their crimes against the innocent in the womb. Los Angeles, California, since the California Department of Justice, if you want to call it that, under the leadership of State Attorney General Kamala Harris, searched the home of David Daladin on Tuesday. There have been numerous news stories now or nothing on an apparent conflict of interest in Harris' investigation of Daladin and the Center for Medical Progress that ignores obvious evidence of illegal conduct on the part of Planned Parenthood. Folks, let me say it this way. What you need to understand, folks, what you need to understand here is that the Attorney General in California just raided David Daladin's house. David was responsible for doing an exposé concerning the crimes of Planned Parenthood towards the innocent. Instead of attacking Planned Parenthood, these individuals have, here, let me say it this way, the office of Kamala Harris, an outlaw, who was elected with tens of thousands of dollars of your taxpayer-funded funding Planned Parenthood, is set on using the law against the law by attacking David, intimidating, all in hopes of incarcerating an individual, namely David, who is exposing the organization Planned Parenthood for its crimes against humanity. Did you hear what I said? Folks, let me take it a step further. They raided David's house. They raided his house. April 6, 2016, the California Attorney General raided David Daladin's home and confiscated all his undercover video footage of Planned Parenthood, the organization, again, that the representatives refused to defund, harvesting and sale of aborted babies and their organs and tissues. Apparently, they don't understand that it's against the law in the United States of America to kill. Read Proverbs 6:17. Now, something pretty fishy going on here, right? Now, apparently, someone doesn't want to be uncovered. It reminds me of this same outlaw, if you want to call it government, you can. But these outlaws in government, under the pretense of being governments in America, which is un-American government, which makes them outlaw friends. These are the same people, friends, these outlaws in government that killed Lavoie Finicum, standing in unison and in concert with those ranchers in Oregon and in Nevada that were getting their land stolen from under their feet, literally, by the likes of Hillary Clinton and her minions to fund her presidential campaign, while illegally and treasonously, friends, stealing away a uranium ore from underneath the ranchers and selling it to the Russians. So what did they do? They had to catch Lavoie Finicum on the backside of a road, highway road, out in the middle of Oregon, and they shot him down. These are the same outlaws, friends. You do need to understand what I'm talking about here. But I'm trying to get to something, and I want you to understand that, folks, it didn't just stop there. It didn't stop there. What I'm going to do when we come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to go to the Black Lives Matters and the organizer who claims that black-on-black crime is a myth. Folks, that is the furthest thing from the truth. But before I do that, I want you to understand that on this guy's T-shirt, it says, The Organizer. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama is a Saul Alinsky disciple, and Saul Alinsky was a Satanist, number one, first and foremost, and secondly, he was a Chicago organizer. And now what we see across the boards, the President of the United States, not only advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb towards the blacks and the Hispanics, now, along with the NAACP, is a part of actually advocating and leading up and helping organize a coalition of left-wing criminals and the groups planning a second wave of protests and mass civil disobedience scheduled to disrupt Washington, D.C. later this month. Who's paying for this? Like I told you, friends, none other than George Soros. Who's leading it up? None other than Barack Hussein Obama. What are they doing? They're attempting to stir up insurrection domestically so they can attack without. Mark my words.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the American outlaws. And friends, what you're seeing today, rather than the government restraining men from sin, they're actually advocating sin. And the American people are standing back and watching the President of the United States of America destroy their own country at every front, literally. Folks, this continual warfare that takes place in this country, who's creating all of this? This isn't the people doing this. This is them attempting to disrupt so they can bring about change. They want revolution. Who's putting into the minds of the young people to have a revolution? Not for the righteousness that we need in this country, but the unrighteousness, the unlawfulness, the wickedness. Who is breeding this attitude amongst the young people, friends? And of course, again, I want to keep in mind, this is the squeaky wheel. It's definitely the squeaky wheel. As a matter of fact, just to prove the point here, we're going to be talking about Black Lives Matter in just a couple moments, all three of them. Interestingly enough, the state-controlled media is highlighting these people, but I want to show you what's behind this because I want you to understand there's nothing behind these people except the guy in the White House reallocating your tax dollars to fund illegal organizations to bring about domestic insurrection. Okay? At least you heard it here first. Okay? This isn't National Enquirer talking around the issues, playing the banner about he said, she said in politics like we hear all day. No, this is what's really happening in America today. Running on racial issues, Black Lives Matter leader DeRay McKesson polls as less than 1% in Baltimore mayoral race. Folks, don't tell me I didn't tell you. It's the state-controlled media blowing this up to be something in which it doesn't have. It doesn't have what they want you to believe it has, in any sense of the word. Running on racial issues, Black Lives Matter leader D. Ray McKesson polls as less than 1% in Baltimore mayoral race. So that's how much support they're getting, okay? But what I want to do is I want to bring you over to CNN Communist Network News, and I want to show you. They even, hey, folks, every once in a while they'll blurt out the truth in their confusion. But I want you to listen carefully to, because this is Black Lives Matter organizer. He has organized on his shirt, and it has a big fish eating a little fish on his T-shirt, okay? But it says, Black Lives Matter organizer claims black-on-black crime is a myth. Really? Who's creating all this black-on-black crime? I just shared with you, friends, during the first segment that it's Barack Hussein Obama, the black president, that's voted more for the abortion of the innocent in the womb than any president in the history of the United States of America, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanics. And I know that you're led to believe by the state-controlled narrative that all the blacks support Barack Hussein Obama. Untrue. All the Hispanics... they support Barack Hussein Obama. Untrue. No, the lawless support Barack Hussein Obama. And you're allowing him to breed more lawlessness by allowing him to lead the way directly into hell. Okay? And we need to correct that, America. That's our purpose, patriots, Christians, conservatives, one and the same. All stems from the same Christ, right? But listen carefully. Watch how he quickly backtracks when this anchor confronts him with the facts. Listen carefully.
An emotional, searing indictment of Black Lives Matter has now gone viral. It's a Facebook post by NFL great Ray Lewis, and it's been viewed by more than 2.7 million people. Lewis questions the group's focus in light of the wave of horrible violence in Chicago. Listen.
I'm trying to ask the question if to an organization of black lives, if they really mattered, then why not riot now? There was 141 murders this year, 82 murders last year at the same time. I'm trying to figure out in my mind why no one is paying attention to black men killing black men. And now we have the separation once again that we're being victimized because of one bad white cop, two bad white cops, three bad white cops kill a young black brother. But every day we have black on black crime killing each other. I'm trying to figure out how the month of March, there's more murders in the month of March in Chicago than there are days in the month.
Here to talk about this is Aaron Goggins. He's the core organizer of Black Lives Matter DC. He joins me from Washington. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here. You heard what Ray Lewis said, right? He's saying, in other words, your group is focusing too much on a couple of instances of alleged police brutality, and you're not focusing enough on black-on-black crime, something that kills more African-American young men than anything else.
Well, it's important to talk about the myth of black-on-black crime is just that, a myth. Any Google search of the term can come up with a lot of different articles.
So Ray Lewis is wrong?
I think Ray Lewis is talking about a lot of myths and misconceptions about what the movement is and is talking about an argument.
Well, let's go back to black-on-black crime. You're saying that black-on-black crime is not a problem?
No, I'm saying that intercommunity crime happens in all communities across the country, and it is a problem that the movement of Black Lives is focusing on. The movement of Black Lives is also focusing on state-sanctioned violence, which is a different thing. It's not just a few white cops killing a few unarmed black men. It's actually the state systematically creating up systems that are killing black people, both black women, black children, black men, black queer, black trans, and black gender nonconforming folks. And that's the issue that I think Ray Lewis didn't talk about in his video.
Well, specifically, Ray Lewis said, yes, those issues are important, but the more important issues is figuring out how to help communities heal, how to stop the killing in communities like in Chicago, which has seen this huge increase in violence, and it's mostly black-on-black crime.
There are many folks on the ground in Chicago who are doing great work. You can look at the Interrupters. But really, I think it's important that the media focus on the broader issues and the systemic conditions that create both intra-community violence and state-sanctioned violence. It's important that we talk about how the police are used in black communities. It's important that we talk about, like in Flint, for instance, you have both the state and federal government refusing to govern and refusing to actually take care of the black community.
I hear you. And the media certainly covers that. But Ray Lewis is specifically talking about Black Lives Matter. And I'm just going to read you another excerpt from his rant on his Facebook page. We keep screaming Black Lives Matter. If they really matter, then let's do ourselves a favor. Let's stop killing black folks. Let's take it way back to where we understood what slavery was all about. Slavery was about togetherness and understanding that we must overcome together.
Slavery was not about togetherness and understanding.
Hey, you know what? When I listen to this, whatever you want to call him, I think it's a boy, I'm not sure, but did you notice how he had to take the transgender and the homosexuals and the lesbians and put them in the victim position along with Black Lives Matter, friends? You need to understand the more lawless they become, the more they group together against, guess who, friends? The righteous, against the laws, in an attempt to tear down the laws. And by the way, that is Barack Hussein Obama's objective, is to tear away and to fundamentally transform America, and that's how you do it. You attack the foundation, and that's what this devil's been doing since day one. In America, you can't allow this individual to continue on doing the things that he's doing. How many thought, or how many would have thought at any time in this country, the American people, to the equivalent of 318 million, would have stood back and watched a community organizer from Chicago with no background whatsoever? Nobody knows anything about Barack Hussein Obama other than the fact that we can now judge him by his fruit over the last 7 3/4 years. He's a criminal every step of the way. But folks, when we're talking about black on black crimes, he's the one advocating by putting his hand upon the shoulder of Black Lives Matters, all five of them, and helping them along to organize, to do what? Stir up people, black on white, only to what? Divide and conquer. But if they would turn around and look at Barack Hussein Obama, they would see that he's advocated the murder of the black more than any president in the history of America. And people aren't paying attention to that. And that's what they need to pay attention to. Friends, I want you to understand that when you take this and you put it into contrast with the civil rights movement back in the 60s, we are so far away from our foundations that it's scary. It's frightening to think about how far, again, going back to the Responsible Party, how far the American people have allowed this one administration, for the most part, to transgress in such a fashion that he has, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Every single step this administration has taken has been to destroy, to divide and conquer, to come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. John 10:10. And it's exactly what he's done every single step of the way. He's allied with America's sworn enemies from the north to the south to the east to the west. And America has tolerated him both without and within to do the things that he does. And folks, when I look at these young black kids that are angry with white cops that are bad, I have to get in there and say, hey, hang on a second, guys. This isn't an issue of color. And if we want to blame the guilty party for attempting to create in our minds that there is a racial issue in this country, then let's look to the guy that's helping you along in your ungodly manner and fashion and in the ways that you're going right now, because it's the wrong direction. America, we together need to hold this administration accountable.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, Go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One 582 9933. What are your thoughts? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, just to prove my point that when you see the events take place in this country, the way that you've seen them, the continual warfare that you've seen since this administration's inception, it proves the point every step of the way as to who's responsible for all this continual warfare. It, look to the White House. If it's not domestic, folks, it's foreign. Look to the White House. But going back and looking to the White House, friends, we have to take responsibility because that's a reflection that we tolerate. No, we don't. I don't. This ministry doesn't. This is crime. These are outlaws. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Going back to the 60s, do you remember, let's parallel Black Lives Matter with the civil rights movement. Okay, I just want to do that really quick. Because it's the difference between black and white, literally. Good and bad, right? And when you look at what Martin Luther King Jr. did back in the 60s compared to what the Black Lives Matter is doing today, keep in mind it was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ back in the 60s that actually led the way concerning the civil rights movement. He never called himself a civil rights leader. He was called a preacher, and he called himself the preacher. You know who continuously attempted to blackball the civil rights movement and Martin Luther King Jr.? It was J. Edgar Hoover, the radical homosexual, the director of the FBI, that continuously demonized Martin Luther King Jr. They were the ones guilty of putting out there that he was a communist. They were the ones guilty of sending forth provocateurs into the civil rights marches. Who was it, friends? It was the government. It was the outlaws in government, under the pretense, friends, of being government. In good government, nay, but bad government indeed, because it's un-American. But this is nothing new under the sun. You just have to see who's behind the curtain. When you look at what took place in the 60s, there was a pledge before you could be a part of the civil rights marches. I'm going to give them to you really quick because I still have to highlight some things here. Number one, you had to meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Is that what they're doing in the Black Lives Matter? Nope. Barack Hussein Obama, their leader, is always attacking Scripture in one way or another. Either in word or in deed, or both. Because he has done both. Number two, to be a part of the civil rights movement back in the 60s, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. What are you seeing today? Oh, we're the victims. We're the immoral. We're the abomination in the sight of God, and we want you to feel sorry for us. We're advocating crime at every turn, and you need to take care of us black folks. Can you imagine if we had a White Lives Matter, friends? Can you imagine how the state-controlled narrative would be set to destroy everything you are? But I'm not going to stoop that low, because all nations are one blood, because our Father in heaven created us all, regardless if we like it or not. I don't care what color you are. But Barack Hussein Obama and the devil that they follow is the one that is using every method to divide and conquer, to turn the people one against another. And by the way, that is the history of dictators as well. Matter of fact, that is exactly what Mao Zedong did to a T. And I have shared with you time and time again, what you see in the White House is an individual that is emulating Mao Zedong to a T. And what did he do? He went to the younger generation. He's failing that in that demographic here in America, friends, believe me. That they're totally regurgitating this criminal in the White House. They are at every step of the way. But what you need to know, friends, is he's attempting to reach out to the young people, empower them, again, taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots to overthrow the older generation to the younger generation. It's exactly what's happening today. But they're failing miserably. But that doesn't give you an excuse to sit back and do nothing in the process. You add strength to tyranny, friends, which means if he fails today, he's going to try something new tomorrow. Why do you suffer these abuses, America? I don't understand it. Let's go to number four. If you wanted to be a part of the civil rights movement, you had to pray daily to be used by God, not the devil. Sacrifice personal needs. Number five, greed has to go out the window. What are the Black Lives Matters leaders saying, friends? To all five of their constituents, you need to take care of us. No, we don't owe you nothing. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. No, shout and shoot. That's what they're teaching the Black Lives Matter. That's what communists do. Shout and shoot. Shout and shoot. Trying to reason with them people, friends, is like attempting to administer medicine to a dead horse. They've already got their objective. And the only thing they know how to do, friends, is they want to cast it in your teeth. That they're the victim, and you owe them something. You don't owe them nothing, friends. You don't owe them a thing. And it's called jamming, too, by the way. What they like to do is they like to outshout you. It's called jamming. In other words, we don't want to hear what you have to say. We want you to listen to the lawless. I'm paralleling the Civil Rights March with Black Lives Matters, friends. Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. No, they're teaching them what? Self-seeking. Again, you owe me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Friends, what did I share with you earlier? the NAACP, which should know better, joins George Soros, an international criminal who's funding this army by plotting D.C. disruptions, civil disobedience, and mass arrests. Friends, listen to me carefully. Get this out to all your friends. Because I'm telling you, when I said it the first time, I knew we're onto something. But what's happening is we're getting closer and closer to the cliff when it's going to happen. They're attempting to create domestic insurrection within, to attack from without. Mark my words. Mark my words. They're pretty busy, aren't they, friends? But friends, I'm looking at a big picture of Barack Hussein Obama at the NAACP. What are they doing? They're leading the way trying to create disruptions in D.C. Civil disobedience. Why? Mass arrests. Friends, you are being plundered by this administration at every turn, at every given step that you allow him to take and this administration to take. Going back, number nine. To be a part of the civil rights movement, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. Number 10, follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. That would have been Martin Luther King Jr., who was accused over and over and over again of being a communist. Hey, friends, you want to see what a communist looks like? Look to the White House and his buddies. Birds of a feather, what? They flock together, don't they? Yep. Read 1 Corinthians 15:31 when you get a moment. But here we are today. And what's the problem? Friends, when I started the show off today, I talked about outlaws. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. This is not American government. John Locke said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Friends, what you're seeing today on a daily basis is tyranny, lawlessness. Who's acting out these lawless deeds? None other than the outlaws themselves. If you read 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, it says, let no man deceive you by any means. Let no man deceive you. How many times did Jesus tell you not to be deceived? Many will come in my name. Oh, you know, we put our hand on the Bible, we call ourselves Christians, but we do the devil's deeds. We're still expecting you useful idiots, America, to believe that we're Christians. Nope. Jesus said, be not deceived. He said in 2 Thessalonians 2:3, for that day shall come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed. Well, he's right in the White House, the son of perdition, destruction, who opposeth him and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. How do they do that? They rule outside of the law. Right? It's the law in this country that is king, friends. And by the way, it's the law that makes the king. And in this country, we don't have a king. We have a president. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. How many times is this devil in the White House? How many times has he said and recited the Declaration of Independence by omitting God's name? How many times has he told you, America, that this is a Muslim nation, not a Christian nation? Only to follow with another lie, only to bring forth the snowball effect until it falls on everybody. It says in verse 7, 2 Thessalonians 2, 7, for the mystery of lawlessness does already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until you be taken out of the way. In other words, if you're going to stand back and allow this, you're going to be taken out of the way. That reminds me of Mr. Niemöller, who had brought forth all of these groups of people. They came for me. There was none left to speak out at the end of the day. That's exactly what this means right here. And it tells us here, friends, that was George Niemöller. In verse 8, 2 Thessalonians 2, 8, and then the wicked shall be revealed. He's been revealed. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. These people are daring the justice of God, and so are the people that tolerate them. Because they received not the love of the truth, friends. Why did it happen? Because you received not the love of the truth. Therefore, verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. Hey, everything's okay. No, friends, everything is not okay. And then finally, in verse 12, it tells us, 2 Thessalonians 2:12, that they all might be damned who believed, verb, action word, not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, when you read Edmund Burke, when he said, evil prevails because good men do nothing, correlate that with that last verse. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I mean, you can picture yourself being on a boat, friends. And you can see the one that's been appointed to be the captain doing everything in his power, the President of the United States of America, Barack Hussein Obama, doing everything in the power to sink that ship with everybody on it. What are you going to do when you see him blowing holes in the base of that ship? Well, you're going to do everything in your power to remove him and fill the holes. Well, that's not what America's doing today. They're partying on top of the boat that's sinking, and they just don't realize that it's sinking, and it's sinking quick.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Geico applauds your inner journey seeker.
Geico gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. Geico insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take Geico along for the ride.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels out a curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Where the law ends, God's moral law, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States of America concerning our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, where the law ends, tyranny begins. I was in the state of Minnesota in the Supreme Court chambers. It's the same thing in every state, friends, pretty much, across the boards. But when I went into the state of Minnesota, liberal Minnesota, right, I went into the Supreme Court chambers where they had a huge, huge picture. It was a mural of Moses awaiting God's moral law right behind the seats of the justices. When you walked out the door, when you turned around and walked out the door, right above the head of the door, it said, by John Locke, where the law ends, tyranny begins. There's the Mosaic Institution for you there once again. Folks, these outlaws in which I'm highlighting today, uncovering, these are there and they're appointed to magnify the laws, the very laws that they themselves are guilty of breaking. They're appointed to magnify the laws, friends, that they're tearing down, the ones that they're transgressing. This is my message, friends. I told Tim Brown today from Sons of Liberty Media, senior editor, I said, listen, this is what's in my heart. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. That's Amos. And the Lord said through David, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And then I go to Psalm 94, and then I go to Psalm 97, and then I go to Isaiah 26, and then I go to Jeremiah 9:24, and I look at the character of God, and it's like, wait a second. They keep calling you a holy judge. They keep calling you a righteous judge. Man, I keep seeing that word judge, judge, judge. Yeah, justice is the guardian of liberty. That's what's in my heart. I want freedom. I want where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But there's no liberty without the moral law of God. In any sense of the word, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Folks, I started the show out highlighting the fact that the Attorney General in California raided David Daleiden's home for uncovering Planned Parenthood. Folks, that's the definition of an outlaw. As a matter of fact, we found out that she was being funded by Planned Parenthood. She's doing the biddings for Planned Parenthood to shut down anybody that speaks out or exposes them for their crimes concerning humanity, namely the innocent in the womb. Just the other day, I shared with you, friends, that it's this government that is attempting to eradicate the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights, where you have the right to bear arms. Remember, I was sharing with you just, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, we found out this government is illegally revoking the gun rights of over 260,000 American veterans. Folks, that's the definition of an outlaw. This is an American government. You need to understand, this is not American government. This is crime. This is tyranny. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Because we see in every given situation, the law is there to be magnified against the crime of doing anything against that law, not the other way around. Read Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. Folks, last week there was a federal judge in Mississippi that he illegally ruled to force Mississippi to allow sodomite parents and couples to adopt children. Hey, folks, is that not telling that America... Is it not telling America that this is went from the poor victim status, accusing everyone and anyone that rejects their abominable lifestyles as the bully, only to find out that their end aim has always been at the children? Oh, and just to prove the point, North American Man Boy Love Association, their slogan in gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Is this law? No. It's a felony in every state of our union. Do you not realize, America, they don't have the right to do the things that they're doing? You do by enforcing the law against their crime. Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 1 of the United States Constitution. This is not American government. This is a bunch of outlaws under the false pretense that they are American governments. No, they are not, in any sense of the word. This is foreign to American government. As I said, these that are appointed to magnify the laws are the ones guilty of breaking the laws. And it's America for you to know that it's your job to remove these individuals and hold them accountable to the smallest of infractions concerning the laws that they have violated against we the people. You know what? As much as the conservatives continuously praise the wicked by highlighting the crimes of the wicked on a daily basis, as they entertain themselves, as they laugh off, as they banter back and forth and thinking it's a big game, the joke is on you for not magnifying God's moral law. I'm praising God by magnifying His law against the crime, not praising the crimes of the wicked. And it's not tedious for me to get on the radio and tell you day after day the same thing, putting it into the perspective in which it should be given. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said this. He said, when the legislature is corrupted, the people are undone. America, is the legislature corrupted? Is your government corrupt from the top to the bottom? Well, John Adams, the second president, who helped frame our founding documents said that the people are undone at that point. So I say back to that, because I've heard people say, well, once you lose your rights, you can never get them back. Really? Then how is it that we have them today? Someone sacrificed themselves to give them to us, didn't they? Yep, they did. I want to say this one more time. John Adams, the second president, said that when the legislature is corrupted, the people are undone. I don't like being undone. I really don't. So then I say it's our opportunity to prove the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Psalm 14:5. You know, it tells us in Scripture in Psalm 11:3 through 7, and people love to say this, well, God's on the throne. He's up there. He's going to do what he's going to do. Yep. And he's looking to the church to respond, isn't he? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. Now listen to what the Lord's response is. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try, and prove the children of men. What is he saying? He's proving the children of God. He's proving those that profess that they belong to him. Verse 5, the Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. And what is the response of heaven towards those wicked individuals that love violence? Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. Psalm 11:3 through 7. So furthermore, to put the nail in the coffin concerning the wicked, friends, to bring it to an end, as you are the peacemakers, America, listen carefully to what E.M. Bounds said. God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. Indeed it is, Ephesians 6:12. God's people compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth, on this earth as it is in heaven. Indeed, Matthew 6:10. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan. Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, friends, right? 1 John. And to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Who would know better than E.M. Bounds? Who would know better than E.M. Bounds? And what was he doing in the Civil War? He was a preacher, wasn't he, who understood exactly what he was telling you. He was sharing with you the fruit of his ministry that God will do this if you take him at his word. He said, this militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross, 2 Timothy 2:3, and the armor of God is its defense, and prayer is added, and the added power that crowns it all. Nowhere, friends, can you find God the Father in Jesus' name fail a faithful man or woman of God. America, it's time to deal with it, and today is the day.
Well, you know, whenever I speak with people and tell them about our ministry, I always like to say, look at our referral page on our website, because that way you can take people's word for it, and not only my word for it. We have a simple lady named Patty from Alaska. She found out about our ministry, contacted us, and this is what she had to say. She kind of took the first initial step, and now she's bringing the Sons of Liberty into her own community in Alaska. She said, I've been listening to Bradley's radio show, of course. I really appreciate your ministry because you're sounding the alarm. Even though it feels like it's not being heard, it is. This message is bringing dark deeds out of darkness into the light where it can't be hidden. Keep speaking the truth. Amen and amen. We've got Grant from Mississippi. He said, it's kind of like Samuel Adams meets King Josiah when Bradley Dean shows up. Bradley's unapologetically confronts the uncultured and political corruption our nation faces with a message that shakes us out of apathy and back to our patriotic Christian duty. I would highly recommend him as a speaker anytime, any place. Going to Wesley, another guy that called in and said, hey, I've been listening to your show for 2 years. Just decided to call in and tell us about it about a month ago. There are people like this throughout the United States who have been listening to the Sons of Liberty, who have seen us at events, who have heard the radio program, who have watched us on television, who are being changed forever in their hearts because of this message. Please join the fight and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on that button that says become a son or daughter of liberty and help us to reach out to more Wesleys, more Patties, and more Grants all across America.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.